Reports from Syria say four British insurgents fighting alongside other foreign-backed militants have been killed in clashes with army troops. Three of the British insurgents were from London and died in August when their group attacked Syrian soldiers. The fourth militant was shot dead 2 weeks later in a failed ambush. The men were reportedly from a group of English insurgents working with al-Qaeda-linked militants. The UK's intelligence agency, the MI5, has said that up to 300 British insurgents are fighting government forces in Syria. Let's get the thoughts of political commentator William Spring, who joins us from London. William Spring, it's not new news that there are British nationals fighting there in Syria, but of course up to 300 is according to what we have. Obviously, this is something that the UK government should be very worried about, coming back to perhaps British soil based on the type of mentality that perhaps they've been groomed by associating themselves with al-Qaeda.
Well, the Chinese have a phrase, don't they? Whoever rides a tiger will find it difficult to get off. And the British government has actually encouraged these young men, misguided young men, to go out to Syria. Because whilst they're saying, the British government is saying, oh, you mustn't go in Syria and fight, the British at the same time and the Americans were beginning a campaign or threatening a campaign of airstrikes. Now, no wonder they're giving confusing messages to these young people. And I think it's the responsibility for the deaths of these four, plus the responsibility for the deaths of innumerable civilians in Syria, rests clearly with President Obama, with John Kerry, with William Hague, who seems to be utterly demented in his preoccupation with supporting al-Nusra and the Saudis. And these are the people who are really to blame. These young men are misguided, in my opinion. They know as much about Syria as the volunteers who went to Spain in the 1930s knew about Barcelona. The British volunteers didn't realize they were just being used by Joseph Stalin in the 1930s to fight for the Republicans. And equally, the people who've gone to Syria are being used by their British groomers. And of course, these guys will inevitably want to come back to England if they are still alive. There's inevitably going to be a great problem for the security services, because you cannot tell people, go and burn down somebody else's house for me, but don't burn down mine. That's illogical. And I think that the British have got to recognise they're subsidising terrorism throughout in the world in conjunction with the Americans and the Saudis and the French and the Turks. This is just not a conceivable policy.
Thank you very much for that. Political commentator William Spring there from London. Thank you.